It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with these markets this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with cattle on this one, just because we had a friendly cattle on feed report, or at least neutral to friendly cattle on feed report on Friday. We are showing, you know, extremely low numbers as far as cattle on feed, and placements are starting to decline, and that should be supportive to this market. And we're going to continue to see the tightening of our supply, and that should help support the cattle, along with the cattle inventory report at the end of the month, which we expect to see lower numbers.
Yep. Well, even the placements maybe a little higher than what the average trade guess was, but still within trade estimates.
Exactly. I mean, they were a little, they're 1% above expectations, but it tells us that we are running short on the cattle and the weights. You know, we knew we placed a lot of the southern cattle early. Now it's the northern cattle that are starting to come into the feedlots.
Sure. Okay, what's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with everything else. I mean, primarily soybeans. You know, wheat is trading down at the lower end of its trading range right now. It's sitting, you know, just a few, you know, 20, 30 cents above its lows. But we've got soybeans starting to break some major support lines. And, you know, the rain in Argentina, the change of the weather in South America, and rain in the southern plains will all put pressure on the grains here this week.
Sure. We're watching that South American forecast pretty closely. Some forecasters saying it's not hitting the most needed areas. Some say it is. So it's going to be kind of a crapshoot here for the time being, I think.
You know, I think it will be. I mean, there's going to be some areas that miss out, and there's some that are going to get too much. And we are seeing a little delay in Brazil of harvest, and that will slow down the planting of the second safrinha corn crop. But you're right. I mean, it's going to take some sorting out here before we know exactly what's going on and how the weather is going to impact. But their corn crop, their soybean crop is in pollination, and it's a critical time frame.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.